I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get a text from a source. Source says, quote, that Maine is in the process of getting Imani Bates University accredited. So that might be the holdup, is that Elgin is trying to launch the education connection. Y'all remember that one?
Wow.
Y'all remember the education connection? I'm just kidding. That's a joke. But somebody did text me that. But that's not what's happening. But do y'all remember that, what I'm talking about? Get your degree for free. Y'all don't remember that jam? Mm-hmm. Bro, y'all suck, man.
I hate that for Stan Heath, man.
Well, nothing's happened, bro. Nothing's happened. What
but
you
he's got to play the game already.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you
game.
Ain't just got him on the roster
on
and everything
now.
Can't be normal.
Now, you knew
it's
that.
It's got to be different.
You knew
we're talking
that.
About a guy who right now is a second rounder, not a guy who's
right.
a lottery pick. Hell, if he still was, he wouldn't be at Eastern Michigan.
Right.
So that's, oh, Stan, just can't even get, you know, yo, can't get right. Think you got one coming.
Now,
he's got to, you know, got to rebuild his career and his stock. But
now, I did do a little bit of digging.
Surely old Elgin will make the right move here.
I don't appreciate, by the way, you know, how you think every time I bring something up on the show that there is an ulterior motive to me doing it, even if it is mostly usually true.
Yeah, I just don't think you were all in that EMU database for no reason.
I did a little digging, and the status quo right now, with the emphasis on right now, is that nothing has changed. But I don't know that that necessarily means that it won't. And that's kind of where it is right now. So take that for what it is. Go put your life savings on Russell Henley and keep refreshing the Eastern Michigan database.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you do it and bring it to us.
Because when you almost got canceled when you did that last time. Remember that?
Again, good journalism practice.
You survived cancel culture this time a year ago.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Because I went into the U of M's version of a yellow pages or the white pages and – pointed out.
And there. One thing about it that I will just leave you with is that when the calendar turns to August, something does come over Penny. I don't know what the condition is, but it is a condition. And it forces Penny to make a splash. Like, it's just like he gets this itch to, you
add,
know.
To add.
he gets
that's last year, Imani and Jalen.
Yeah, he gets like the 8-month itch, you know, and he's like, oh, it's August. I got one more shot at it. I got to bring something else here. You know, he's like, Penny's like that kid who like can never have enough toys, you know, like he's got to have the next toy, which I love Penny. People think I don't. I love Penny. But he gets to a certain point in the calendar where like he'll do some work, he'll add, and then he'll maybe see it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exclusive of the Imani conversation potentially, but he'll see it and then he's like, you know, I'm kind of missing something here, you know, which I do think if we're talking about this roster, they do need more shooting. That is objectively true.
Set it all offseason.
Yeah.
They could use it.
Yeah.
Can they get by without it? We'll see.
And it's still true even with the addition of Granja. You know, I mean, because
no, his numbers don't
right.
indicate
and it's
is,
and it's again, he's
a different level of play as well.
Right, and he's not going to see the floor as a freshman. It's just very, very difficult to imagine that. So I don't know. I would just encourage you to, like, you know, keep one eye open, right? Keep one eye open. Keep one eye in Memphis, and then keep one eye up at Eastern Michigan. You know, you're gonna look a little silly, a little cockeyed, but you know, it's good to do that. I would say it's just something to monitor is all I would tell you. You know,
man, old Elgin. Well, so for Stan, their problem now, as opposed
yeah, look,
to Penny's.
Like, make no mistake about it, too. Like, that could have happened. It didn't, right? But there is a reason why there was a consensus, you know, and I think even Leon reported it, that it was happening. Because I think there was a way for it to happen, you know? So can hearts change? Can minds change? I never rule anything out. I don't think it's wise to ever rule anything out. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So it's just a little thing I noticed, man. Just a little curiosity.
That is a curiosity.
You know, but you really don't remember the Education Connection song?
No, I don't.
And you either, Bennett?
It's more like y'all's time.
I don't remember.
I was already in the workforce, feel like, when you were growing up seeing this.
Yeah. It wasn't like, I mean, it was still, you still watched television, though, even while you were in the workforce, right?
Not PBS, not with this came
it wasn't,
on.
It wasn't on PBS.
Sound like you saw when you were watching Sesame Street or something.
I wasn't watching Sesame Street. You think
just saying.
I was watching Sesame Street in 2009?
I have no idea when it was.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a loss for you that we don't know what commercial you're talking about.
Education.
I'm sure there's someone driving that can relate.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there driving right now that remember exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it was a Trista Crick special, bro. Like, it was like a lyrical bomb. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It might actually have been Trista on that commercial. Who knows? All right, we'll come back. Ronnie Barber's going to join us at 125. We'll ask him about Imani Bates, get his thoughts on his career there at Eastern Michigan. Is there something afoot potentially with his career? Of course, we're not going to ask him about that. We'll ask him about Tom Brady and NFL win totals and the Super Bowl.
I bet you I can tell you something about Rondé you didn't know. Start 13 straight years of starting 16, all 16 games.
How 13 straight years of starting 16 games? That's crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. He played, like, well into the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I realized that. Like, he didn't retire until 2007.
And retired off a season where he had played 16 games.
That's
it
amazing.
Wasn't like he was coming off one where he's broken up.
Yeah, that's definitely
that's the way you want to do it.
All right, we will come back here on 92.9 FM ESPN, your home for the Baltimore Orioles. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Football is back and nobody is more excited than your friends at Superbook Sports. Superbook is bringing Vegas-style wagering to the palm of your hand, and now they'll match 100% of your first bet up to $1,000, no matter if the bet wins or loses. You don't have to be in Nashville or Knoxville to enjoy football this fall. Visit Superbook.com or download the Superbook Tennessee app right now and start getting in on all the action. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Grilling never smelled so good. Introducing new Kingsford Signature Flavors. Made with 100% real spices, Kingsford Signature Flavors Flavor Boosters can be added to any pre-lit charcoal or bought pre-mixed with Kingsford Charcoal Briquettes to add a whole new rich, full-bodied flavor and aroma to your cookout. For flavor you can see, smell, and taste, new Kingsford Signature Flavors. Kingsford.com.
Got chronic joint pain, not having success with steroids, but trying to avoid surgery? Well, thankfully, there's a better way, and now it's available here in Memphis from the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish, and what I'm talking about are new therapies, advanced all-natural biologics, regenerative treatments that can restore and repair damaged joint tissue, providing lasting relief with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in precision regenerative medicine with over 100 clinics across America and literally thousands of satisfied patients. So if you've got joint pain due to arthritis, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, don't just think the old ways of dealing with pain are the only ways. You need to learn more about these new biologic therapy options that can change your life. Call QC Kinetics now to schedule a free consultation with local medical professionals. 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics at 901-445-1010. 10-10.
You know him from TV, your favorite comedian from Staten Island, Joe Gatto. A night of comedy, Sunday, September 11th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss this one-night special event, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. You might think this sounds too good to be true, but we think it sounds like Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. It feels amazing and is so gentle you can wear them all day just like your other favorite Skechers sneakers. And not only will you be getting the massage, you'll also be getting Skechers' other famous comfort features, like a special luxury insole that offers extra support for 24/7 comfort. Plus, they come in a variety of fashionable styles, including lace-up and slip-ons, and they're machine washable for easy care. Get a bonus massage in every step with Skechers' new Massage Fit. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Finally, a flashing dashboard light that's good news. There is a new Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers in Millington where you can experience friendly, trustworthy service and get all your auto needs met in one convenient place. Stop by and enjoy amazing deals like $15 off our full-service stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change and $100 off a set of four tires. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, now open in Millington on Highway 51 near Lowe's. We take care of your ride so you can enjoy the drive.
Now you've heard all of our ads, America's largest injury law firm. But what does that really mean for our clients, for you? It means that when you hire us, you don't just get a lawyer, you get a legal army, almost 800 lawyers alone. Your case is a big deal to us. When it comes to law, size matters. We're America's largest injury law firm, Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. 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 Hey, Keith.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I ain't going out like no sucker, yeah. West Coast smoking on Gusher, yeah. Cartier watch bustin', yeah. I done ran up a whole lot, yeah. I don't want to just top, yeah. Going up a whole nother notch, yeah. Can't be stuck.
Pull up on them. Yeah. Pull up on our friends at Homer, Scout, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Say what's up. Say I'm ready here to make a deal. I'm here to make a deal at Homer, Scout, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And they'll help you do it. It's a great time to get a car. They got them on the lot. Brand new cars. They got great incentives on the Grand Wagoneers, on the Cherokees, on the beautiful new Ram 1500 trucks. So, if you're getting kind of itchy and you want to get a new car for yourself or your wife or whoever, side piece, don't matter. Go see our man Shaq down at Homer, Scout, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Yep, make this the summer event. Be riding in luxury, as my son tells me when we get to ride in a good car, the 2020 Jeep Cherokee that we got from my man Shaq out of Homer, Scout, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. They're going to make you feel like family out there. It was the best car buying experience I've ever had. Fastest, too. We were off the lot in a couple of hours. Wife was happy. I was happy. Kids in the back all happy. And that can be you as well. You can check out their selection online at homerskeltoncdj.com. You'll love what you see. lots full. If it's not there, they'll go out and get it for you. Or you can make the drive out and just trust us that they're going to take care of you, that all the options are there. They're at 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North in Millington. I promise you, it's worth the drive. Go see for yourself how they're just a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
All right, so a couple of things. I noticed this yesterday. I sent this to you in a tweet, but I did find it interesting as we're talking about like training camp and everything. NFL season is very close, inching closer to us before we get to Ronnie Barber in the next segment. We told you about Calvin Austin getting into the skirmish with T.J. Watt there in training camp. So that's one drafted Tiger. And then earlier this week over at Raiders training camp, Dylan Parham, third-round draft pick of the Las Vegas Raiders from here from Memphis, got into a spat with Max Crosby, into a big fight with Max Crosby in Raiders training camp. So that
I like that.
Both drafted Tigers have gotten into training camp fights.
Yeah. I like that they're unintimidated by some of the league's highest paid players in these cases.
That's right. No? That's exactly right.
I mean, Crosby just got paid, right?
Oh, yeah.
When Watt got his, too, didn't he?
He's about to get it. I mean, yeah, he's set the sack record.
Either way, he's an absolute stud. I like it. I like the fight. I like not backing down.
He got 4 years from 12.
Yeah. He got paid. I like the, you know, you're not backing down to anybody, no matter who it is. Can be Crosby, can be Watt, doesn't matter. Those guys are some of the best at their positions, too. Because as much grief as I give you about the low sack total for Crosby last year, we did see that in terms of pressures, he was among the NFL's best. He just never gets the sack, John. He gets there, doesn't he? He just never gets the sack. But the actual pressure, he's up there in terms of QB pressures among the best.
Yeah, I mean,
so,
I
love it for Parham.
I think like if you're
that attitude's gonna get him on the field.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think if you're like a teammate, right, and you're watching that go down.
Oh yeah,
you love it. You love it because you're like like they don't care. Like if you know. If he'll do this to a teammate, you know, think about what he'll do to not a teammate.
Uh-huh.
Like, you want to see that, you know, that fire a little bit.
I wonder if Obenna's going to show any in Detroit, although, I mean, we're still claiming him, right? Especially after he says he would do it again. If he had to do it again, he would come back to Memphis. We're still, even though he transferred to TCU, that's still Memphis product. Obenna Eze, is he not?
Yes.
Maybe we'll see some fire out of him as well in this Lions camp for Hard Knocks. We certainly saw some fire out of Dan Campbell and Jamal Williams. We had played the clip yesterday where Jamal's giving the impassioned the speech where he starts crying and everything. Dan Campbell got to crying in this thing too. Man, he is big on speeches. He's big on grit. He's big on let's be the more physical team. It just does that wear out? Do you burn out when you're that? Right? You know Bill Belichick, like he seems like he's low key. Well, there's a reason for that. It feels like because if you're overly emotional, like it feels like Dan Campbell is, you can run out, it feels like to me. Like you'll get down to E at some point, or it just, in terms of your message, it gets dulled if you're always yelling, or it's always got to be a speech to motivate guys. So I know he's big on that. Seems like he's player's coach that's going to motivate guys to run through walls, but that stuff can burn out pretty quickly when you burn that hot. So I would just say after watching the first episode of Hard Knocks, man, pace yourself, Dan Campbell. You're going to mess around, have a heart attack. He's out there, hurt his wrist in the offseason, but he's trying to do up-downs with the players. He ain't going to make it through the season, much less his players, if he keeps burning this brightly.
But they be crying in the club in that locker room, huh? That's what they do. They're emotional men. That's all right. Nothing wrong with being an emotional man.
Like it's more just emotional grown men that are willing to willing to see willing to let their teammates see them. You know, vulnerable.
Right.
Put it that way.
You're not as willing to do
that. It's more about seeing, they're trying to show you how much they care, John.
Right.
And again, he pleaded with him that that's all he thinks about. He says, I think about y'all all the time. I care. So we're going to do this with pads on because it's preparing you for the season. Just when you're pleading with guys, grown men making money, it seems to me like that delivery, that kind of approach can burn out very quickly when you're already playing those kinds of cards. Right.
Right.
Trying to appeal to their hearts in that way. You got to be careful.
But you don't let the listeners see you vulnerable very often, you know? That's one thing maybe you need to work on. It's like you don't want to show your emotion as much. You know, whereas me, you know, I'm an open book. I bear my soul quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am.
And you would say you're better for it.
I'm a Detroit Lion, really, when you break it down. You know, like I would fit in on that team. Like I don't think I would be emotional, like giving a speech about how we need to be better in practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think if we were 0-17 and we won that last game, or 0-16 and won that last game, I think, yeah, like let's cry. Let's cry it out. You know, it cleanses the soul is what mm-hmm. they say. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the listeners just want to see a little bit more of that from you on the air. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that's the case at all.
So, but no, I found that interesting last night. I'm not missing anybody, right? Just two draftees last year in this year's draft, Calvin and Dylan. I'm not missing anybody, am I?
No, I think Obina was undrafted.
Right.
Again, it's do you claim him still or not? I think we do clear that around here.
He spent the majority of his career here.
And then, that's it. I think for the guys that got picked up, for guys that got drafted.
Yeah, I'm curious. We'll ask Ronnie Barber. Like, what do you make of like the rookies that get into those skirmishes? You know, in training camp, do you look at them like you? Do you have? I mean, I would imagine you have a newfound respect for them. You know, because like it's easy for a guy like Dylan Parham, Calvin Austin to like, you know, especially in Calvin's case, who's probably given up 115 pounds. To like just say, hey, like, all right, man, like, I don't want no smoke, you know, because you're a linebacker and I'm not going to be dealing with you on the field very often, you know. But he's like, no, he's getting in his grill. Like, I love it. I'm assuming that the teammates love it as well. I think both guys, to that point, though, from a Memphis slant, are going to be getting opportunities very early and very often.
I know Dylan will. We'll see what happens with Austin.
I mean, Calvin Austin's got a chance to be their third receiver, right?
Yeah, but a lot of times what's most important with that, you got to be a special teams guy, and right. you better be ready to block
well, we know
as that number three receiver or anything down, anything
right.
less than that. Again, it's one thing to block guys at the AAC level, and Calvin showed he's willing to do it at 5'8", but it's another thing to block NFL guys, you know, coming at that level. No, he'll find his niche. That's the thing about Calvin Austin, I trust. But it's going to be tough for him, just like, you know, he's got to prove himself again like he's had to at every level.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. Well, you see Aiden Hutchinson?
I did.
Did the Billie Jean thing?
Oh, yes.
And if we're all rookies in here, which song are you going to?
Ooh, karaoke's always tough, man, because you want to do a song that you know you can kill, that you won't miss the lyrics on, that you'll be able to like hit
and
every note.
And after a rough start, he ended up killing it to the point he got a heck of an ovation. Mm. Ends up winning out of there, you know, where they haze the rookies.
And you can't pick up lame song either. It's got to be one that people like and can sing along to.
To see a new guy like that obviously has no concept of Memphis football or anything else, but then have some concept of the past, though, with Michael Jackson. I was somewhat impressed by that. Again, he moved the crowd with his Billie Jean performance on Hard Knocks last night. So I was impressed.
I mean,
got to be ready to perform if you're a rook at these training camps.
I think it would be Donny Hathaway.
My style.
I would sing Donny Hathaway my song for you. You know that one?
You don't know that one.
Of course I know that one. We were alone now. It's crazy. I'm gonna reveal something here, but when Riley was born. The day that she was born, mm-hmm. and I held her in my arms for one of the first times ever, I played that song. I played that song while I rocked her, and just like that was like that was the moment where you know, I think it was like I love you in a place where there's no space and time. You know, like that was kind of like it kind of just brought it home. Like that moment, that's when it felt like oh my God, like I'm taking home a human child, you know?
Yeah, you'll never forget that then.
No, I won't. I won't for the rest of my life.
That's what music does, takes you back to moments and stuff that, you know, your feelings during that time when you're.
Yeah.
That's big time.
And, you know, now she's 17 months old and she's walking and she's amazing. It's just crazy, you know? It's such a privilege. I go back to that every time. I know we didn't like, but it's such a privilege to watch your kid grow up and become a productive member. I don't think that's sad. I don't think it's sad that you have to drop your kid off at summer camp when he was once just small enough to fit in your arms. That's a blessing, you know? That's a blessing. All right, we'll come back. Ronnie Barber's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about training camp, about NFL preseason, Super Bowls, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Coming up at 2, it's the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal, and Jeffrey Wright, college football and BetQL analyst. Giannotto and Jeffrey, weekdays 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN. At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide much-needed life-saving equipment to first responders across the country. Like our hearty Italian favorites, just $6.99 each for a medium. Starting with our Italian sub, piled high with Genoa salami, pepperoni, and Virginia honey ham. Or try our Firehouse Meatball Sub with zesty marinara, both with melted provolone and Italian seasoning. Your choice, just $6.99 each for a medium and only for a limited time. Order on FirehouseSubs.com or on the app to have your subs boxed, bagged, and ready for pickup. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives.
Participating U.S. locations. Prices vary. Prices not valid on delivery. Tax extra. Modifications extra. Firehouse of America, LLC, and Firehouse Subs suppliers will together donate 0.09% of purchases in 2022 at Firehouse Subs locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation for the purchase of life-saving equipment with a minimum donation of $1 million.
The best sports book in Vegas is now open in Tennessee. And to celebrate, Superbook Sports is giving you a $1,000 first bet bonus. When you place a first wager up to $1,000, Superbook will match your deposit no matter if the bet wins or loses. So bring the top-rated sports book in Vegas to the palm of your hand by downloading the Superbook Sports Tennessee app now and earn free money no matter what. Tennessee, get in the game. Download the Superbook Sports app and visit superbook.com to place your wager now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Everyone knows that Memphis has the best barbecue in the nation, right?
Of course, no doubt.
And Topps Barbecue is the best in Memphis, so that would make Topps Barbecue the best, period, right?
Right, but Topps isn't just the best barbecue. We know that. They're also the best burgers, too.
So what's the best at Topps?
Man, I can't choose. Why don't we let the fans out there decide? Topps pork or Topps beef and turkey burgers, too?
I feel that. Something like the Topps Barbecue Battle of the Barn. Pork, beef, or turkey.
And everyone gets to vote. Hit their Facebook up, folks, and let's see what reigns at Topps.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a really big tree near your garage. Now, I'm a really big tree on your garage. And car. And if you don't have the right insurance, the cost to fix this could leave you wishing money grew on trees. So bundle your home and auto with Allstate to save up to 25% and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Auto prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Finally, a flashing dashboard light that's good news. There is a new Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers in Millington where you can experience friendly, trustworthy service and get all your auto needs met in one convenient place. Stop by and enjoy amazing deals like $15 off our full-service stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change and $100 off a set of four tires. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, now open in Millington on Highway 51 near Lowe's. We take care of your ride so you can enjoy the drive.
Hit it.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I want people to know you're in here. How you feel, fellas? Hey, Jam! Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have a bunch of good time.
Rondé Barber is a Super Bowl champion. Three-time first-team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler. Catch him on the podcast Betting with the Barbers. They're presented by Superbook. NFL season's rolling around here very soon. You're not going to want to miss that. He joins us now. Rondé, what's going on, man?
How you guys doing?
Everything is
ready
good.
Ready for football.
Yeah,
pleasure to have you.
We feel it. We're excited. Yep. So as somebody that lived training camp for so many years, like, do you have any interest in watching Hard Knocks?
No. I remember, I'll tell you a story. I remember when Raheem Morris was our head coach here in Tampa and Hard Knocks was in its infancy. Maybe it's been a second year. It could have been a third year. I don't know. They asked us if we wanted to do it, and it was an immediate no from everybody around because who wants that kind of attention? And we had some, let's call them unique personalities and some knuckleheads in our locker room. And we didn't want any of that to be exposed on national TV. So I've probably watched, I don't know, a couple of minutes of it when the Bucks were on it a couple of years ago, but nah, it's not my thing. That is definitely not my thing.
Understood.
On the other hand, like if you're the Lions, like you're not going to be, like people won't care about you any other way, right? So like you got to do what you got to do to get on TV.
Hey, well, you know what? In our society these days, whatever you could sell for whatever entertainment content, take it. I saw some out clips. I don't know what do you call them, out clips of the Lions with Deuce Staley and I'm blanking on the defensive coordinators right now. Talking trash to each other. It was, you know, it kind of was entertaining. So it's all for show, though. You know that it's all for the cameras when they're on and the mics are loud. That's all that is.
While we're still on your career in Tampa Bay, I saw it, was reminded of it this morning. In terms of career accomplishments for you, and there's quite a few of them, a Super Bowl champ, how high on the list do you hold up starting 16 games straight for 13 straight seasons? You know, that level of durability, that's, you don't see that.
Yeah, and I'll even add to that. I played only played one game my rookie year, and against the Cardinals, Rob Johnson made me look Rob Johnson made me look bad, and so I didn't play much my rookie year. But my second year, I played in the opening game, and then by like I think it was week 7 or 8, I was starting because of injuries, and I didn't miss a game from the start of 1998 until 2012. The one game that I missed starting, and this is a good story because it says 13 years straight, but the one game I missed starting, I still played it. I pulled my hamstring, and we had Brian Kelly on our team before he was a starter opposite me, and I told him he could start. So this was like year 3. So 14, it was really 14 straight years where I never missed a game. And only missed one start because I had a pulled hamstring, but I still played that game. So if there's a stat that I do appreciate and that I think a lot of people overlook is playing that many straight games. And it wasn't because I was healthy the whole time. I played through a lot.
What was the key to it, Rondé?
Good fortune.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of luck there. Yeah,
good fortune. I had a bunch of injuries, but none of them that kept me out of games. And, you know, I did a lot to make sure that I was able to play in some of those games. I had one injury, and it was fortunate that it happened week 17. It was against the Atlanta Falcons my second to last year. I broke my forearm, like, in the second quarter. And I wouldn't have been able to play the next week. But every other injury I was able to play through. I broke a thumb, was played through it. I tore a ligament in my knee, I was actually able to play through it. Had a bunch of muscle injuries, but I did the modalities. I took care of myself in it weekly, two or three different types of modalities every week. It helped. But again, for the most part, just being lucky at the end of the day.
We're talking to Rondé Barber, Super Bowl champion here on the show. It's a long story, but I'm a lifelong Raider fan. And so I do have to thank you for ruining the day from the very beginning. You know, like there was a certain appreciation I had for not allowing the Raiders to believe for a single second that they had a chance to win that game. There was some real brilliance to that precision, and you were a part of it.
Yeah, that was, I tell a lot of people this, that, you know, Rich Gannon was the MVP. They had so many, you know, not only historically good, but really good players on that team in 2002. Jerry Rice, Tim Brown, you know, Charlie Garner. I mean, it was a special Raiders team. They deserved to be there. But I tell people all the time that their offense, the manner that they played offense, and obviously we knew it because John Gruden was their coach the year before, our defense was set up to stop that offense specifically. The things that we did well countered everything that they did well. And we just, at the end of the day, we had better players, man. We had, you know, Derek Brooks was a Hall of Famer. Warren Sapp was a Hall of Famer. Yeah. Simeon Rice should be a Hall of Famer. John Lynch is a Hall of Famer. We had Dexter Jackson, who was in his prime there. Dwight Smith, who had two touchdowns in that game. Like, yep. Our defense was so lined up with great talent and players that they hit a buzzsaw. Their great offense hit a buzzsaw of the defense. And made it look easy. I mean, we did the same thing to San Francisco 2 weeks prior in the divisional round. We did it to Philly in the championship game the week before, actually, because if y'all remember, there was no second week.
Right.
There was no between week between championship games and Super Bowl. And we were on a roll. I mean, we were as good a defense, I think, that's ever been playing with good players. And I did not feel sorry for him. Sorry.
one of the great defenses, right? That like you don't have that like one word synonymous associate. Like, I feel like you guys deserve that. Like, you deserve to have like Steel Curtain. You know, the 85 Bears. Like,
they were that good.
You went through that list of guys y'all had. Like, I feel like y'all probably historically don't get the recognition you deserve based on the talent.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, well, think about it this way, too. If we would have went, because we went to the NFC Championship in 1999, if we would have beat the St. Louis Rams, who were the greatest show on turf, who we held to 11 points, if we would have went to the Super Bowl that year, roughly with the same defense, a lot of the same players that were on our 2002 championship team were on that defense, then you're probably talking about, wow, this is one of the legendary great defenses. Because we would have, assuming we would have went to the Super Bowl and won that year, we would have beat two of the greatest offenses in NFL history. And then you probably get that moniker. But only having one, people sometimes just discredit you. But we know what we did. We were a good team.
No, I would never dare do that. I was watching. And I don't think anybody on that. I don't think anybody on that Raiders offense would do that either. I think they know what that felt like, right? They know what that felt like. All right, let's go through some win totals here for the regular season, and let's start with Tampa Bay. It's a little different, right? A little different than from when you played. Now you've got Tom Brady at quarterback, and he's a pretty dependable guy historically. Their over under at Superbook is 11. What do you make of Tampa Bay this season?
Well, I will say this. I've been through their schedule a number of times. They got three stretches in their season that look really formidable. And the first one is to start off. You're at Dallas, you're at New Orleans, and you got Green Bay and Kansas City to start the season, right? So you're like, these are all teams that are competing. Then they go on the road to Pittsburgh in the middle of the season. I think they have a Rams home game. Right, but then there's a stretch at the end of the season that you're like, it's New Orleans, who we somehow can't beat at home. Then you go to San Francisco, and then you got to come back home and play the Bengals. And I think one of those is on a short week. One of those is on a Thursday. So in that regard, the schedule looks like crazy, daunting crazy. So you say 11 wins. I mean, they are a good enough team, obviously, with who we have a quarterback and the talent that they have on offense with Julio here now and whatnot. Definitely a talent enough team to get 11, but it's not going to be the 11 that it was last year, right? It's you know, the NFC South is not as competitive as it has been in the past, and you kind of chalk those six wins up. But finding five more in the schedule that I just presented is probably tough. I'd say 11 is the number.
Right.
I wouldn't give them any more. I wouldn't say it's 12 or 13, even though there's a 17-game schedule, because of how much work they're going to do. I mean, obviously they're a playoff team, I think, coming out of the South, regardless of what their schedule looks like. But it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. And then moving around the NFL, Kansas City retooling a little bit there offensively. Tyreek Hill is now in Miami, adding Juju Smith-Schuster. Their number on the season is 10.5. What do you think?
So they're again another one with a tough division. I mean, Denver with quarterback change, Raiders getting Devontae Adams, the Chargers, you know, the quarterback in his third year with all his talent. I mean, as opposed to what we just talked about in the NFC South, the AFC West, there's no guaranteed wins.
Yep.
I think you know they're gonna it's gonna consume itself just in, yep. in their six division games amongst themselves. So, do I think that Kansas City improves? Yeah, I think they actually might improve. I think I could see them winning more games than that because those three teams I just mentioned, there's weaknesses with all of them. There's weaknesses with the Chargers, obviously, in their youth. The Raiders, I mean, new coach. I mean, is McDaniel really going to be able to take Derek Carr over the top? You hope that he is, but at this point, I think Derek Carr is what he is. And then Denver is a little bit, you know, buyer beware in my mind. And so I think Kansas City, they got better by subtraction a little bit. Tyreek Hill obviously is the most dynamic player in the world. I'm watching him at they're doing joint practices with the Bucks today. I was watching him and Carlton Davis go at it. Tyreek Hill's amazing. But without him, I think it actually is going to help Patrick Mahomes grow a little bit, be more of a pocket passer, be more on time, stop trying to be so heroic all the time because he knows he has that outlet. So I could see Kansas City getting better this year. So I would actually give them a couple more wins than that.
Like it. And then America's darling, Buffalo.
Yes.
Over 11.5. Is this going to be the year? I mean, they are the favorite. Can they get to 12? Can they find a way to 12 wins in a regular season with Josh Allen?
I say yes because I think they're the best team in football right now. Not only based on what Allen has already done in his career and kind of where he's gone professionally and what people think of him, but they had a great offseason, man. They bring in, Jameson Crowder in the slot. They got some fixes on the offensive line. There is no reason I don't think that they should be a better team than they even were last year. And if I'm the early betting favorite on MVP, it's Josh Allen. I just think he's that good. He is the prototype big dual quarterback, and I think he's good enough to lift him up on his shoulders. Besides the fact that he has Stephon Diggs, and they go out and get Von Miller, and they make all these adjustments to an already great team. I think that says that they could easily win 13, 14 games this year.
It does feel like Josh Allen's year. I was looking at it earlier. I remember when he came in as a rookie, everybody said that, he was ass, he was trash, he had more picks than touchdowns. Then a year later, Kyle Allen finished with more passing yards than he did. Then a funny thing happens. They go out, they acquire Stephon Diggs. Changes everything about his trajectory. And I'm gonna ask you to apply that to a guy that you just saw today in Tua. Is Tyreek Hill going to be Tua's Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, see, I don't think that. Not that he can't, obviously, with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. Yep. Waddle quietly. I had no idea this dude. Last year, Waddle had 104 receptions, which is a rookie record. So. I had absolutely no idea that he did that. So could he? Could he galvanize? Could Tyreek Hill galvanize Tua Tagovailoa to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league? Of course he could, but I don't think he is. I don't think Tua has nearly the skill set that Josh Allen does. I mean, obviously, Tua is a successful player. I mean, obviously, we know what he did at Alabama. He's had some injury issues, but he doesn't feel the same as Josh Allen. Josh Allen's like a generational type of player. I don't know that Tua is that guy. He might be. I hope he proves me wrong because I like the guy. But I just don't think that Tyreek Hill is good enough to make Tua Tagovailoa one of the guys that you start putting in MVP conversation. I just don't see that.
And then finally, Rondé, we asked you about the NFC South. In the AFC South, we're here locally. You've got the Titans, who were a one seed last year, but you got a lot of Titans fans not happy with the A.J. Brown trade. You're obviously giving up a huge weapon there. And then the Colts adding Matt Ryan, just to sort of pose it to you this way, which way do you lean there in terms of division winner? Would you go with the Titans who were there last year, or now these Colts that have got Matt Ryan, to go with what's pretty much a complete team?
Yeah, I would say the Colts are now knocking on the door of the Titans. And the Titans were a sneaky number one seed last year. It didn't quite feel like they should have been that good, but they were that good. And dealing with the adversity that they dealt with, obviously losing the running back and then having so many challenges of the year and then still finishing the season, you know, the way that they did, number one seed. I mean, you kind of have to give credit to the coach,
you
right? You got to give credit to Vrabel and yep. say maybe he has this figured out more than we want to give him credit for.
Yeah.
But that being said, that running back in Indianapolis, Jonathan Taylor, is I've never seen a guy like him. Maybe since like Adrian Peterson, but he does it even a little bit different, maybe even better than AP. And adding a really competent quarterback in Matt Ryan, I think it makes them favorite because their defense is really good with Darius and, you know, Corner and Moore. It's obviously between those two in that division. But I would say, if you're asking me, I would say this is the Colts year. I think they made that move for a reason because they feel like they're close. You know, all they needed was that one piece, somebody competent at quarterback, maybe even somebody that's, you know, maybe tickling on a Hall of Fame resume in Matt Ryan. If he can get over the top, it might put him there. I think that's probably one of the better additions in the AFC this year.
Ronnie, last thing before we let you go, a little bit of trivia here. Do you remember mm-hmm. who did the halftime show at the Super Bowl you won?
I think I do. Let's see. Okay. Gwen Stefani and Sting opened up, right? They did the national anthem and then whatever they did. Was it Shania Twain?
It was. It was Shania Twain. Wow.
That's impressive.
That's amazing. Could you hear it? You could hear it going on, right? I'm assuming.
No, I'm going to tell you a story, but don't repeat this. I'm going to say it on national radio. But we were beating the Raiders so bad after John had his little 10-minute spiel of go do whatever, you keep doing what you're doing. I snuck into the video room and turned it on.
Wow!
I watched the halftime show.
That's great. That's
Raiders
great.
Too sorry. That's awesome.
It was 20-3 at the half, and there was like no doubt.
No way.
Like we couldn't even get the ball past midfield. Rich Gannon had like five picks. It was embarrassing. Like that's the MVP of the league. They're doing that too.
Yeah.
You know, that was tough. Hey Ronnie, man, this was great.
Thank you so much for this.
Appreciate
Ronde.
Your time, yeah. man.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, pleasure.
He is Ronde Barber. Super Bowl champion, catch Betting with the Barbers there, presented by Superbook Sports on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast. How about that? My man said, I'm going to go check out the halftime show with Shania Twain.
It's because these Raiders too sorry.
He nailed it, by the way. I mean, that's exactly the three. It was Sting, no doubt, and Shania Twain.
Is he a Hall of Famer? From that defense?
I mean,
back there with Lynch?
I think as a three-time first team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowler. NFL interceptions leader.
The durability we just talked about.
I mean, I feel like
he's
got
games.
I feel like he's got the resume of a Hall of Famer, honestly.
Yeah. Like a bunch of that defense does.
Yeah.
And he's right up there in terms of the resume with the rest of them.
And you feel like you never hear about him. But, I mean, yeah, three-time first team, five-time Pro Bowler. He was part of the All-Decade team.
Led the league in interceptions 2001.
How is he not? How is he not a Hall of Famer already?
He's in the Ring of Honor for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
He's going to be in there at some point.
I think so.
That's my guess.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up here on Wednesday. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's official back-to-school sports station. For 2022, y'all, listen to 92.9 FM ESPN's hosts breaking down college and NFL football, summer hoops, news, Grizzlies, Tigers, and more. All for free anywhere on the Odyssey app or ask your smart speakers to play 92.9 ESPN on Roku, Comcast Xfinity TVs, and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Looking for better paying work? Millennium Search can get you started immediately in Byhalia, Mississippi. General warehouse and forklift operator positions available, starting between $15 and $18 per hour. Call 662-985-6690 or apply at jobswiththebest.com. Go with the best today and start earning more tomorrow.
Are you tired of living with chronic pain, knee pain, joint pain? If so, listen carefully, because now there are new regenerative treatments available right here in Memphis. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish letting you know that QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, is now open and giving lasting relief to people with joint pain using the latest in precision medicine with natural biologics. It's an exciting non-surgical approach that can restore and repair damaged tissue in your joints and get you moving again. QC Kinetics has over 100 clinics nationwide and has treated thousands of patients with an incredible success and satisfaction rate. So if you've got pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back, you need to check out these new treatments. They can actually help your body restore and repair itself with no downtime, no drugs, no surgery. Call now to schedule your free consultation with the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010.
Tops Barbecue is here for you. They brought the feasting earlier this week.
Yes.
We tried everything. I mean, like, the plates were basically out the door, weren't they? I
mean, like, you couldn't even barn right here in the studio.
Yeah, the pork, you had the beef, you had the turkey. All delicious. I mean, we shared the wealth around the office. We were like, we were everybody's favorite for a day.
For a day.
And then, you know, we can't do it every day.
Need Tops to come back.
You know, but for at least a day, we were definitely on top here at the station. And you'll feel like you're on top of the world because, look, Tops Barbecue is the best barbecue in Memphis since 1952. Best thing smoking in Memphis. Go get you some Tops Barbecue for lunch today.
Yep, doing the Battle of the Barn right now, too, on Facebook. Hit up their Facebook page and put in your vote, whether it's the beef, whether it's the pork, or whether it's the turkey. It's all good at Tops, but everybody's got a favorite. I'm telling you, try this Sweet and Saucy, their new sauce. It's fantastic, the perfect amount of sweetness mixed with the perfect amount of kick. But don't worry, they've got their original mild and hot sauces out of Tops because that's the way they've been rocking for 70 years. Tops Barbecue, yep, 70 years and still smoking.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, a lot of companies in Memphis are hiring all over this country. So many so that just applying for a job can be a little bit overwhelming because where do you go? Who's going to be paying the best? Where are you going to fit the best? We got the solution for anyone out there looking for work or even look for a job change or a new career. It is called Millennium Search.
That's right. They hire for the very best companies that Memphis and the Mid-South have to offer, and we can't say the names, but we can all figure it out together. Shoes and apparel, shipping, medical, tools, healthcare. These are the best companies in Memphis.
And your better paying job with the best all starts at one place, Millennium Search. The incredible team they got over there is going to get to know you and get you in the spot that's best for you. You just got to get to the web address, and that's jobswiththebest.com. Very simple, jobswiththebest.com.
And if you or someone you know needs to start earning more immediately, they got you. They have immediate openings in Byhalia, Mississippi for general warehouse positions and forklift operator position starting between $15 and $18 an hour. Just call this number today, 662-985-6690. That's 662-985-6690. Go with the best today. Start earning more tomorrow. We're back. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Our friend Taco Meat has been ball-sacked, sportsed, unfortunately. He took the bait on a fake quote from Justin Fields, and I'm watching it happen in real time.
Oh, no.
It's tough to see a brother go down like this. Whoa. Tough to see a brother go down like this.
What was the fake quote, and what did Taco Meat say to it?
So the fake quote from Ball Sack Sports is, I'm throwing to guys who wouldn't have made sixth string at Ohio State. That's the biggest adjustment.
Taco Meat fell for
it? Taco Meat said, vent, my brother, vent.
That's well done, I must say, by Ballsack.
It is.
Because that's about what he's throwing to.
Yeah, it is, though. Mooney's can't do it all.
He had 80-something receptions last year. I was going back and looking.
I think Mooney's going to be a guy that nobody wants to draft, but, like, you should, because he's going to be the only person that catches balls from
Justin. Back up Bennett.
Yeah. What's he?
Great possession receiver. Just like your boy Renfro.
Is he a $60 receiver? Is he a $40, $20 receiver?
Not we're talking about $200. You're talking about $60 receiver.
Bennett is nervous about the auction draft because it forces him to actually, like, make good decisions, you know? It's not based on luck anymore.
It's hilarious. This dude has been irrelevant in this league. I've been going to championship Very games, true. Winning championships the past two seasons.
You trying to go back? Yeah, back to back.
And this dude just, yeah.
Were you? Was it? Can't accept you were, it. Were you trying to go back to back to back?
I was trying to go back to back.
Yeah,
not back to back. You know, Bennett. I'm pretty sure I've had more playoff appearances than Bennett.
Okay,
I'm a perennial playoff contender. There's no doubt.
Here's the biggest question for you: if you got $200, how much are you spending on Derrick Henry?
I mean, I got to do some research. Mm-hmm. I've never done an auction. That's a big draft question before. For I don't know. Like,
I mean, I think he's a $60 guy.
Like,
I think Derrick Henry's a $60 guy.
Number one pick, what do I do?
Well, nobody has. That's the thing about auctions.
No picks.
There's no picks, bro.
It's players and how much we will bid on them.
It's an auction. You ever been to an auction?
Hold on. This is going to be a disaster.
It's probably going to take a while.
Yeah, I don't know why we're doing it.
So technically, we'll just go down the list and go through QBs and running backs.
It'll be like,
where will we start?
It'll just start with, like, okay, Josh Allen, boom.
I get it, but okay, there's no order to that. No. We'll just name a guy.
They'll probably start with, like, the best guys, you know, like the top, you know, position players, and then they'll sort of work their way down. You know,
and somewhere in there, Derrick Henry's name is going to get called pretty high.
Right.
It's probably based on
like average draft position, I would guess, like across ESPN.
Yeah. You'll start with the good ones.
Number one would be Jonathan Taylor, right? Jonathan Taylor would be the number one guy. Okay, he's up first.
Did you hear Rondé compare him to Adrian Peterson and say maybe better?
Yeah, I mean.
That was strong. Adrian Peterson wasn't big on catching balls out of the backfield, though.
Right.
So that's an area where Jonathan Taylor better. But Adrian was off train anyway.
Would you spend $100 on Jonathan Taylor?
No.
85?
You're in my range. I think it's going to be that around that.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah. I don't know that we'll have $100
players.
Bennett's
going to try to save money. You look at it, he's trying to save money.
I'm very curious to see if we'll have $100 players.
I'm going to do what everybody else does and show up to the draft and have no idea that we were even doing this. And
this sounds like a man don't want to make the change to auction. No. I thought he was all on.
He wants that.
Sounds lame to me.
He wants that random pick luck. You know, that's what he... I'm tired of babysitting folks and ESPN telling them who to draft.
I don't know how you two convinced Ben to do this when nobody else even wanted
because
to.
Because
he's
doing
a brain.
This, we've been
he's
doing the same thing for 12 years.
He likes the strategy of it, just like you will by the time it's over.
Okay. I mean,
you consider yourself a fantasy brain.
At some point, you've been doing a league for so long. I mean, it's like, don't you get tired of like
it
just
takes the luck out of it.
Yeah. Like, ESPN says I should draft this guy first, so I'll just pick him. I mean, you know, get serious. This is a money league.
Okay.
You know, it should be.
This sounds like someone who's desperate because he's been irrelevant in the league the last couple seasons, and he needs something changed. Yeah.
No, dude, it's not that at all. It's actually just like the better players will succeed. They will, right? In this format or others. I'm tired of getting the seventh pick in the damn draft. All right, that's what I'm sick of. I'm sick of that. You know, and I think we should get to a place in fantasy where it's, you know, your season isn't made or doomed by what pick you had. Don't hit no buttons.
I was trying to hit the end of the show music, but that actually worked too.
It's like no.
You don't get to come on here and hit buttons like that. You know what? What the hell's going on here? Well, you can see there's already some mutiny.
Dissension.
There's already some mutiny here, and he hadn't even made a single draft pick yet. He already knows he's not going to manage his money well.
Darn well, you getting Derrick Henry first, about 90 of that 200.
Yeah, come on, man. You ain't going to compete anyway. You might as well just spend it all on Titans. Ryan Tannehill, $3. That's going to do it for us today here on the show. Thanks to Rondé Barber for joining us. Thanks to Mark Giannata for hopping on as well. Bennett is going to be pulling up some auction strategy, clearly, because he is way behind. So catch him on 4 o'clock. He'll tell you what he learned. Giannata and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, where the legacy of sports is flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Finally, a flashing dashboard light that's good news. There is a new Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers in Millington, where you can experience friendly, trustworthy service and get all your auto needs met in one convenient place. Stop by and enjoy amazing deals like $15 off our full-service stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change and $100 off a set of four tires. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, now open in Millington on Highway 51 near Lowe's. We take care of your ride so you can enjoy the drive.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a really big tree near your garage. Now, I'm a really big tree on your garage. And car. And if you don't have the right insurance, the cost to fix this could leave you wishing money grew on trees. So bundle your home and auto with Allstate to save up to 25% and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Auto prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.